And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, November the 2nd, 2016. It's the anniversary of the first scheduled radio broadcast in this country, 1920, station KDKA, Pittsburgh, broadcasting the results of the presidential election, Warren G. Harding defeating James M. Cox. 1960, on this date, Penguin Books was found not guilty of obscenity in a landmark trial over the book Lady Chatterley's Lover by D.H. Lawrence. It's the birthday of the woman who was famous for having said, "Let them eat cake," which actually she did not say. Marie Antoinette, Vienna, 1755, daughter of the Empress Maria Theresa and Emperor Francis I. She was betrothed to Louis Auguste, the grandson of King Louis XV, when she was just 10 years old. Did not meet her husband until the day before they were married. She was 14. He was 15 years old. They were fond of each other, but they could hardly have been more different in temperament. He was an introvert. She loved parties and the theater. She spent lavishly at Versailles on a miniature farm that she ordered built so that she and her ladies could pretend to be shepherdesses and milkmaids. She ordered 300 new gowns every year, was famous for extreme hairstyles. She once commissioned a wig which had a serpent struck by a club representing the victory of science over evil to celebrate her success in convincing her husband to be vaccinated against smallpox. So it was all a scandal because France was in debt due in part to its involvement in the American Revolution. Monarchy and the nobility paid almost no taxes, so the burden fell on commoners, and Marie Antoinette became the scapegoat for everything that was wrong in France. September 1792, National Convention declared France a republic, abolished the monarchy. Louis was found guilty of treason, executed in January, Marie Antoinette as well, and she was beheaded in October 1793. But she never said, "Let them eat cake." The phrase was written by Jean-Jacques Rousseau many years before Marie Antoinette ever came to France. And it's the birthday of Thomas Mallon, born Glen Cove, New York, 1951, author of books of historical fiction, Watergate, Finale, Henry and Clara, about the young couple who accompanied Abraham Lincoln to Ford's Theater on the night of his assassination. Mallon grew up on Long Island, described his youth as the kind of happy childhood that is so damaging to a writer. Also famous for an essay he wrote in The New Yorker that said the novel To Kill a Mockingbird was far from a classic. He called it moral Ritalin. Here's a poem by Joseph Stroud, After the Opera. Coming out of the theater, surrounded by people in elegant clothes, jewelry, all the arias finished, no one able to hold the music inside for long, soon enough, it's gone, and it's night in the city, it's all neon and noise. The woman you're with stops to adjust her shoe, leans her body against yours for a moment, balancing. A poem by Joseph Stroud, After the Opera, from Of This World, published by Copper Canyon Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.